Hi, everybody. It is Chris Goodrow again, and I am here to go over exactly which type of marketing we are going to be talking about here in the podcast. Now, there are many different schools of thought out there in the world of marketing, branding, advertising, all of those things. What we're going to be talking about here mostly applies to your business. Will mostly apply to those entrepreneurs that are out there. Will apply to those small businesses, medium-sized businesses that are out there. So if you don't run something like a McDonald's or a Walmart or something like that, then this is what is really going to apply to you.
There's one who will fight for you, one who will teach you to hold your own and train you to win in this arena. Ad Champions.
And the method we're going to be talking about here is known as direct response marketing or direct response advertising. Now, let me just go over a little bit about what that is. So instead of putting an advertisement out there that is simply your business name, maybe some contact information and a cute tagline and a beautiful looking logo, we're going to be putting something else out there in your advertising. Now, this is not necessarily a paid advertisement, but it could be. This could just be on your t-shirts. This could be on your business card. This could be on your van. This could be on however it is that you are putting your messages out there, that you are trying to deliver your message. So, in any of those things that you have floating around out there, do they have, they being your customers, do they have a good reason to give you a call? And more specifically, a compelling reason to give you a call right now more than they should call your competitor. So now we start to see what a direct response advertisement and direct response marketing is all about. So let's start from the beginning. In any type of advertisement, any kind of message, you're going to need to start from the beginning, which is the message, which is the headline, which is the grabber, which is something that just simply gets their attention. What are they going to look at first? What is it about the advertisement that is going to grab them? And by them, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm not talking about anyone in the world that's going to see this. I'm talking about your target market. What is going to get your target market's attention? Okay? If you are trying to target dog owners, you might have a picture of a dog, or you might have a message that includes the word dog, or you might be targeting a specific type of dog owner. Whatever it is, you want to be specific to your target market. And I want you to remember that throughout this podcast today and throughout the processes. You're always going to be targeting a specific group of people. Everybody is not your customer. Specific groups of people are your customer because those are the people that have the problems that you have a solution for. So we're going to target those people with our imagery and with our headline and so forth. So you create a something that grabs their attention. And once their attention is grabbed, you know, what is the message on the forefront of that? Your picture can convey a message, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the copy. And copy is anything that is written down to convey the message. So in the most typical sense, it would be something like a headline or a title, something to that effect of your advertisement. So the headline or title, you know, shouldn't necessarily be the name of your company. And in fact, the name of your company really doesn't have much to do with it at all. What you need to do is grab the customer's attention and deliver a compelling message that is going to make them continue to read the body of your ad so that they can go ahead and take action and do what you want them to do. So a compelling headline would possibly pose a question. Do you need help with A, B, or C? Or attention, warning, don't use another company until you take this action or that action. It's some sort of copy, some sort of written message that is going to speak directly to your target market. Once you have that, once you've captured their attention and you've locked them in with that heading, they might check out the rest of the ad. So in the rest of the ad in your body, you want to make sure not to go over too much about your company and why you're so special and why you're so great and how long you've been in business and all that kind of thing. In the sense of direct marketing and direct response marketing, the whole purpose of the advertisement is to find out who your customer is. We're going to sell them something later, but the advertisement is simply going to find out who that customer is. So you're getting this sea of unknown people out there. Out of all of them, this advertisement is going to cause the right ones to show themselves, to raise their hand, to call, to email, whatever the action is. The next step in the process is going to be to further educate them and make sure that they are the right type of customer for you, and educate them about what makes a good match for them as far as a product or service, and then explain to them that that match is you. So that is basically the method in a very small nutshell, in a very condensed form. So back to the advertisement. The copy is going to simply direct them to what the call to action is. Now, a call to action is the action that you want them to take. For our purposes, the call to action is for them to receive a piece of information. The call to action is for them to be able to get that next level of understanding. So what you want to offer is some sort of informational piece. What you want to offer is to reveal to them something that cannot otherwise be revealed, or is not simply and widely known by everybody. So your message is something to the effect of a video or a written letter, or it could be a recorded phone message. It could be any number of things, something that is containing information for them. Information freely given by you, offered to them, that they can simply take advantage of and would be useful to them and add value to them, whether or not they chose your company. Because when you give them this message, you're not going to simply just pitch them your company. You're not going to just talk about, again, why you're so great and why you're so special. You're going to give them the information that they need. Because really, if you're providing a quality service, you're providing a really good product that you believe in, you believe that it solves problems. You believe that this is an answer for them. You believe that if they only knew the facts about their problem and the situation and or whatever it is, if they only knew what you knew, then they would buy your product. So this is your opportunity to create that customer. This is your opportunity to educate that customer in a way that you would like them to be educated. So here you go. You have the headline. You have the copy that tells them exactly how you're going to deliver that message, that information to them that they need and that they're looking for, free of charge. And you go ahead and explain to them how to get it. That's the third piece, the call to action. So simply call this number and hear a recorded message, or simply go to this website and read this article, or simply fill out the back of this postcard here and put it back in the mail, and we'll send you a book, an 8-page booklet on how to select whatever it is. We are going to help you. That's the message you're trying to get across. This information will help you. And then tell them how to get that information. Now, you have to be careful. When you tell them how to get the information, you have to make sure that in exchange for that free, helpful information to that target customer, you want to know how to follow up with them. You would like to know who they are. Remember, that's the whole purpose of this advertisement, so that you know who they are. And when you know who they are and how to get a hold of them, you can follow up. You can simply say, hey, did you get that information that I sent you? Were you able to understand it? Do you need any other help? Do you have any other problems? And you can begin a dialogue with a customer that's based on a relationship of trust, a relationship of you providing for them, a relationship of you being the one with the information and them being the one receiving the information. You are setting yourself up as a resource, an authority on at least one small topic. Maybe you have information for other topics. Maybe you can solve more of their problems. But it's up to you to design the system of how to follow up, and we will get into this in future podcasts, of how to follow up with these people. But so for the purpose of this podcast, we're looking at the advertisement and how to design it, the anatomy of an advertisement, and what it takes to provoke your target customers to make a response, to give them, to give you their contact information, and to set you up and position you as a business owner as a resource to them. So it's all very good stuff here. Again, this is Chris Goodrow, and this is the Marketing Podcast. I hope to see you on episode number 3.
Please visit adchampions.com for more information on how you can take your business to the next level through advertising and marketing online.